Happy Friday. Let's wrap it up. The John DeBella Show Daily Podcast on this June 11th. We started out by betting how many Johnnies we'd hear out of comedian Pete Coriale's mouth. He called us up on the show today. We heard about a lady who spotted a dinosaur in her backyard, believe it or not. And speaking of creatures, we talked Crocs of the shoe variety. They added something rather stupid to them in the fashion world. We played Last Man Standing once again. Who would win in a battle of song titles, including the word rock? My Sharona was in Song Stories today, and we previewed our MGK Comes Alive weekend. Have a listen. Have a great weekend while you're at it. It is the Daily Podcast.
Pete Coriale, comedian Pete Coriale, is going to join us. And you know this is going to be a big Johnny day.
Yes.
Pete is one of those guys who...
He's a Johnny dropper, man.
He's a Johnny dropper. He really is. He calls me Johnny, all of that. And you know, there's something about... Because I don't like being called Johnny, right? But there's something about the way certain people say it.
It's the New York Italian, the way they say it.
My Aunt Laura. Your Aunt Laura. Sebastian, right? But Sebastian's from Chicago. So
that's a good point.
But
it seems like New York.
But let's see.
Italians.
Yeah, who's the original Johnny Dropper? There was one that we used to talk to all the time. Like the original, the OG.
The OG
of Johnny Dropping.
The OG of Johnny Dropping.
I can't remember who it was.
Yeah. I can't remember who it was.
Help us out, folks.
It probably sounded like Pete Coriale, though.
Piscopo. Yeah. Piscopo was a Johnny guy.
Sure.
Right. Okay.
I rest my case. I rest my case. New York, North Jersey, Italians.
Right. You got it. But
Jim Brewer.
He's another Long Island guy. All right. So he's a Johnny guy, too. All right, so as much as I dislike it, something about the way Coriale and these other people do it, I can deal with it. So later on, Pete Coriale will be talking to Johnny and the rest of us.
Make it a drinking game. It's not too early.
The John DeBella Podcast.
I love scotch. Scotch is got scotch. Here it goes down.
102.9.
Down into my belly.
MGK.
We, of course, are getting ready for this year's Veterans Radiothon just a week away. Next Friday, we will be out in our parking lot. You're more than welcome to stop by, make a donation, say hi, maybe grab a donut if we have donuts. We'll gladly give you one. But most importantly is that you stop by either here at our parking lot or online and make a donation to the Veterans Radiothon. These are men and women who served and give us the freedoms that we have today and, put their lives on the line on a regular basis. So we're hoping that, when they get out of that job and they need some help from us, that we are there for them. It is amazing what we have done the money we've raised and what the Veterans Multi-Service Center has done with it. I mean, last year, nearly 900 families. Now, think about this. Men and women who come out of the service, people who've been in the service for years on end. Right, they lived on the base. They got their food and stuff from the PX. Everything was at a different price than we pay for stuff. And then all of a sudden, they're thrust into the real world where they have nothing. They need absolutely everything. They need furniture. They need housing and all of this stuff. The multi-service center, right, helped nearly 900 veterans and their families find and get housing. Get into houses. I mean, and they serve hot meals to homeless vets every day. Over 200,000 hot meals were served from the money that we raised last year. So hopefully this year you can do something to help us out with the Radiothon. All of the information is at WMGK.com. The auction is going on now. There are some things that are really taking off. The Bob Seger guitar is just
what's it
skyrocketing.
What is it at? I can't believe how deep these early bids are.
It's at $1,200 already. God. All right,
awesome.
Plus, there's that Graham Nash Teach Your Children handwritten lyrics and autographed by Graham. Right, that's up for grabs. The Peter Frampton guitar, the Tom Scholz Boston guitar. We did the Boston logo
with
on the guitar.
Doodle.
With the doodle, right, all of that stuff. Oh, you'll find it all at WMGK.com. We sure could use your help this year.
The John DeBella Podcast, 102.9 MGK.
Was it BOC who was at, I think, the last year that we were at Cooper River Park doing the Let Freedom Rock Fest?
Oh, man.
Right? Were they the one of the last bands that we had?
When in doubt, guess sticks.
or Joan.
Or Joan, yes.
You could still guess Joan.
All right. I think Joan was on that bill. I think it was okay. BOC and Joan.
Okay. Sounds good to me.
You know, so, yeah. Hey, you know what? We got live music coming back where everybody's happy for it. As a matter of fact, this weekend we're going to make it the MGK Comes Alive weekend. Lots of live tracks all weekend long, plus the opportunity to pick up on the newly remastered Bob Seger and the Silver Bullet Band's Live Bullet. What a great album.
Yeah. That's what got me into
Seger. Really great album. Yeah. Courtesy of UN. Me. And then Sunday night, Tony Harris hosts a Steve Miller Radio special, which I guess he'll be doing live just to make sure that the live thing. I don't know why that's part of this, but at least Tony's busy on Sunday night. All right. So all weekend long, MGK comes alive right here at, MGK.
The John DeBella Podcast, 102.9 MGK.
Now, is it just my imagination, running away with me, to quote the Rolling Stones and whatever original group did that? Did COVID bring out the stupid even higher? Did the stupid level in this country become even worse? I mean, just the idea of, because the conspiracy theories, also exploded during the course of COVID. And then we got this woman in Florida. Have you heard about this woman and the dinosaur?
No.
This started in April, and it's still going on. 2 months ago, Christina Ryan, her security camera, caught a tail species running on its hind legs through her property. And it happened in the middle of the night. They have it on video. All right? It's really not clear what it is, but according to Christina, it's a dinosaur.
Oh, they're back.
Right. It's a dinosaur.
Does she have video?
She said, there's never been an answer to what it is, even despite asking neighbors. We are all still convinced, and she's including the neighbors, all still convinced it's a dinosaur.
Oh, neighborhood watches on.
All right, yeah. All right, right. Any animal, let's see, who came up with this? Any animal we can come up with that would be walking at 3:40 in the morning wouldn't walk this way. All right. Maybe I've watched Jurassic Park too many times. Yeah, lady, that's not all you've probably done too many times.
I got to see this video.
Did you say the whole neighborhood thinks?
Right. According to her, the whole neighborhood thinks that it's a dinosaur.
Because they should get in touch with the folks in Mobile, Alabama, who saw a leprechaun years ago.
They did.
Oh, yeah. Tree. Okay. Yeah, up in the tree. I love that.
I remember the leprechaun up in the tree.
I want the gold. All right. Give me the gold.
I think there is hope for this woman if she just pays attention to this ad.
It happens time and time again.
Hey, honey, there's a dinosaur in our backyard.
That's a tree, sweetie.
Well, not anymore. Introducing glasses.
Glasses? How do they work?
It's easy. You put the glasses on your face and they help you see stuff. Observe.
Honey, there's another dinosaur in our backyard.
Put on your glasses, Linda.
Oh, it's a shed. Thanks, glasses.
You're welcome. So if you're tired of thinking you see something that's actually something else, try glasses.
Dinosaur.
It's just me, honey.
Call 1-900-555-THAT'S-NOT-A-DINOSAUR to order your glasses today.
John DeBella.
Don't get me wrong. I love the ladies. I mean, they rev my engine.
102.9 MGK.
I'm ticked about the rain, all right, because Ditto was supposed to come to work with me today.
Right.
All right, right. I'm trying to get Ditto to get used to coming to work to me every once in a while so Lisa could have the day off or do something that she doesn't have to worry about Ditto being alone in the house. Right, Ditto's our dog, right? Unfortunately, Harley passed away and doesn't have Harley to hang with anymore. So, it's kind of sad leaving him in the house alone. So he's supposed to come in today, but it was supposed to be all this rain this morning. All right, and Lisa said to me, says, you know what? You're not going to want to go out there and walk him in the rain and do all of that stuff. So he says, we'll save it for another day.
I'm excited.
And now it's not supposed not to rain. Not till like sometime this afternoon.
I'm excited for Ditto to come at some point because it's been a while since every once in a while, Kristen from the other station brings Gloria her dog.
On Fridays, too.
But it's been a while since a dog came and pooped in the sales area.
So it
was Lucy, Pierre's dog from years ago.
Right.
And it was an L-shaped one. Like, she left her name there. Right. So I'm going to need Ditto to make a D over in the sales area, please. Okay.
He's creative, but I don't think he's that creative.
Well, Taylor, you're on it. We'll work it.
Right. I can do it, too. My name's Dave.
Oh, perfect!
Yep.
God.
You know the bands. You know the songs. This is the history behind them. Classic Rock 102.9 MGK presents Song Stories.
This morning, it's the Knack and My Sharona. And this was from, think about this. The Knack comes out with their debut album. My Sharona is such a huge hit that the chances of them topping it were impossible. They never did. And the late Doug Feiger said that he had two templates for this song when he wrote this song. One was for structure, and the other was for a particularly memorable embellishment.
The idea of the song is that it's sex. You get the foreplay, and then you get the build-up, and then you get the orgasm, and then you get the afterglow, which is the lead, and then you start again. 4 minutes of sex. The band that really we modeled the Knack after was The Who. I wanted to do a song with a stutter in it, like My Generation, and so the my came out of that.
The John DeBella Podcast, 102.9 MGK.
7:40 this morning, it's a rousing round of Last Man Standing, and it's going to be songs that have the word rock. Well, now, you said songs with the word rock in it, right?
In the title.
In the title, right? Can it be Rocky or rock and roll? Or as long as somehow rock is making it in there. All right.
We know what one you're going with.
What?
Rocky Raccoon.
Rocky Raccoon.
Nah. I think it's the only one, right?
Rocky Mountain Way?
No, Rocky Mountain Way.
Well, I'll give them all away.
Okay, so.
How many? What else you got, John?
Nothing else.
Fill up my brain.
No, I'm not going to fill up your brain, right? Because I'm sick of you winning this.
I didn't win the last one. I think either.
No, Dave did. Dave won the last.
I am
last
sick of Dave today. Winning it.
Hey, Cindy, guess what?
What?
Oh, yeah. This is a trend that I know you're going to want to take part in. Right? And I know you know all about Balenciaga now because you watched the Halston special. All right.
That's true.
All right. But they did a virtual fashion show. Obviously you have found them.
I just saw
Yes.
It. Because I want this.
Because Crocs aren't ugly enough. No, we need stiletto Crocs. Right? It's a Croc with a stiletto heel. I mean, and it's massive. Thank God they made it more of a platform than like a normal stiletto. Sure. You would break both your ankles.
Yeah, this is from the Twisted Ankle Collection.
Yeah.
It does look like a very narrow heel base.
Yeah, yeah. Well, if it was a real stiletto, it would be even narrower. Can you imagine trying to stand on those damn things?
It's pretty hideous. It looks like a child's tee, like for t-ball.
Yeah. Yeah. You know? Folks, if there's any way that you can imagine a high heel, Croc... Right. If you can't, just go to our Facebook page. It's sitting there right now. And they won't be available until the spring line comes out in 22.
Okay.
All right.
Okay.
All right. But they will be available for $850.
Oh, God.
$850.
I like how they're waiting until spring, like people are actually going to use this in the garden.
Right.
Make sure you have these for mulching.
Obviously, they're no use to anyone in the winter.
That's true.
With that open toe and all those holes.
Unless you're going to a ball.
John DeBella.
Someone smells stinky.
102.9.
Oh, it's me.
MGK.
BackstageCountry.com, your online home for all things country music. Like most fans of country music, we're excited to learn that Luke Combs was back in the studio working on his next album. We've come up with our list of iconic Luke Combs music videos. Yes, Lovin' On You made the cut. Text Luke to 45911 to see if your favorite made the list on BackstageCountry.com. Text Luke to 45911 and we'll send the link straight to your phone.
And Pete Coriale is going to join us at 8:10. Be prepared for a lot of Johnny talk. Because Pete's one of those Johnny guys, and there's just no stopping. Even if I tell him, don't call me Johnny, it doesn't matter. He falls right into it.
I'm setting the over-under at 5, by the way.
Setting the over-under at 5?
Yeah, all right. So get your bets in.
That might be low.
You think so?
That could be low. All right, yeah. Who's it? Brewer, you said? Brewer?
Jim Brewer is a big Johnny guy, too. Yes, the ultimate.
All right. But it is time now for us to play a rousing round of Last Man Standing. Now, I should explain to people, because every time we play this, we'll get texts from people that say, why didn't you say this? Well, it's because I didn't think of it, right?
Yeah.
We only have 5 seconds to come up with an answer, right? There's always a single topic, and today's topic is songs that have the word rock in the title.
Yes.
All right, so we just keep going until there's one person left, all right, and the last man standing. And, of course, the other thing that makes it difficult is the sheep bed. That's what we call the music that goes on behind us. So if you guys are ready, should I start?
Yeah.
Okay, here we go. I love rock and roll.
Rock and roll.
Okay. There's a lot of versions of rock and roll.
There is.
That.
There is. All tons. Right, okay. About it's only rock and roll.
All right. All right. It's a long way to the top if you want
to rock and roll.
All right. Let there be rock.
Let there be rock.
Oh, nice.
All right.
For those about to rock.
Well done.
Do the whole AC/DC playlist.
That's it. Rock the boat.
Rock and roll train. AC/DC.
Rock lobster.
All right.
All right.
Jailhouse Rock.
Ooh, Elvis. Nice.
Not a bad one. Like a rock.
Like a
R-O-C-K in the USA.
I had that one back.
I had that one in the back of
took
my
it
head,
out.
Too.
Took it out.
She loves me like a rock.
Rocky Raccoon.
Okay, you wouldn't use that, huh?
I
okay,
did,
all right.
Rock the Casbah.
Nice. Right.
Rocky Mountain Way.
Oh, nice.
I'm just a singer in a rock and roll band.
Oh, woo! You bastard.
Woo!
Rocking Me Baby.
Rocking Me Baby.
Who's that by?
Life is a rock, but the radio rolled me.
It's just Rocking Me, by the way.
Sorry.
Rock On.
Oh, nice. Oh, man.
Oh!
Crap! I'm going.
All right.
I got rocked.
All right, so it's to me.
Yeah.
Oh, no. Come on, John.
So caught up in the
John. Oh, man. God. Steve, you got to hit one.
It's still rock and roll?
Nice. Man.
Oh. How much time we got? I keep going.
Wow.
Damn.
Yes! I'm back!
We got rocked.
Hot damn!
I got so caught up on his loss that I couldn't do it myself.
John DeBella.
I'm in a glass case of emotion.
102.9. MGK.
We'll be at Soul Joe's Comedy Club tomorrow night for two shows at 6 and 9:30. Tickets are always available through souljoes.com. Mike Gumbade from upstate New York. Ladies and gentlemen, the one, the only Pete Corielli. Hey, Pete.
Johnny, how you doing, man?
I'm doing good. How you doing?
I'm all right. You say from upstate New York, and then they hear the accent, and they're like, that's no Buffalo accent, was he? Born and bred on Long Island, but upstate now, baby, as you say.
How are things upstate? You're COVID-free at this point.
Yeah, no, things are going good. I mean, listen, we're upstate, so, like, my kid's in second grade. I was lucky she was in school the whole time. And Walmart never closed, Johnny, and that's about the only place we go around here. So we got a thing today, you know, saying from our superintendent 2 nights ago, he sent out an email saying we're still going to have the kids wear masks, even though the CDC said, you know. So this morning I wake up and I email the superintendent, give him a piece of my mind. Then my wife comes down and I go, yeah, I emailed the superintendent. What did you say? I want to see it. Did you spell everything right? You probably sound like a big dumb Goomba. And I'm like, where's the support, man? You know?
Was she right?
I didn't let her see the email. I told her it didn't go through after all because I told the superintendent to man up, get a spine.
Oh, God.
But everything's lifting. It's getting better. I finally took some trips, did some shows, went to Sebastian's.
Wait, hold on a second. Wait a second. You went to Sebastian's house?
Yeah, man. I finally got out there.
I thought you weren't allowed in his house. What was his problem?
What do you mean? Well, not allowed in his house. He was in between homes, so.
I see.
Got out to the palace. It's just wild, you know? I mean, what a view. So, this is Sebastian Maniscalco we're talking about. Buddy, I do the podcast with Pete and Sebastian.
Right.
Now, Sebastian's a stickler for, like, neatness, cleanliness, and all that.
Oh, yeah.
Johnny, in 20-something years of comedy, I've slept, I don't know how many different places. The one night I sleep at Sebastian's, the next morning I wake up, and I did a little gardening back at my house, and I didn't realize I had a little scab on my knee. I look at his sheet. There's little specks of blood. I'm like, oh, holy shoot. I'm bleeding on a Maniscalco sheet. This is not good. I'm on the phone with my wife at 7:30 in the morning going, Jack, I got blood on the sheets. What do I do? She's like, all right. I got a towel I brought from the hotel because I wrapped a bottle of wine in it as a gift for them, and I didn't want it to break. So she's like, grab that old towel, rub it in soap and hot water. So anyway, man, I think I got the blood stains out, but I'll wait till next cast to find out.
The next podcast, you're going to find out. Hey, you know, I didn't think men had these problems.
Yeah, he's going to start the show. Apparently, Corielli had that time a month on my bed sleeping over.
And from what I understand, the trip back from L.A. was very comfortable.
You know, you would think that behavior would change on flying with the pandemic, but animals are still animals. It's unbelievable. I'm in my chair. You know when you're flying and someone hits the back of your chair.
Right.
You know, Johnny, you give it like once or twice. All right, maybe it was an accident. But I kept feeling this in the back of my chair, right? I'm like, what the heck's this guy doing back there? So I do that thing where, you ever do that where you sit up and you look back behind the plane?
Right.
And you pretend that you're looking for a friend in like row 27A, right? But you're really just looking back to make quick eye contact with the person right behind you to be like, you know, stop hitting the chair. So we make eye contact. About 10 minutes go by. He's still hitting the chair. I'm like, what is going on? So I turn around and I go, can you stop hitting my chair, man? I'm trying to sleep. And he goes, 19-year-old kid, oh, I'm getting something out of the back of the chair. And I go, oh, how much you got in there? And then the whole plane gets silent. You got to fight the fight, right? Let me tell you a quick one, Johnny. I fly into Buffalo, but equally as close to my home is Erie, Pennsylvania, and they got a tiny airport.
Okay.
So one day I got a layover in Philly, of all places, and I'm waiting for my Buffalo flight, and just coincidentally, right across the aisle, there's a flight going to Erie. And I go, oh, in my head, I'm like, oh, let me see how this plays out. That's something I might consider. All of a sudden, the Delta guy gets on. He goes, ladies and gentlemen, the flight to Erie has been canceled due to scheduled maintenance. Please go to your Delta counter, and they'll book you on a new flight. And instantly, you see like four or five people, just like total cattle, get up and go to the service desk, right? So now I'm so ticked. I go up to the guy, and I go, yeah, the flight going to Erie. Why was it canceled? And he goes, well, due to scheduled maintenance. So I go, well, I'm a little confused. If the maintenance was scheduled, then why would you schedule the flight to fly out? And he goes, sir, it's scheduled maintenance. I go, yeah, no, that's the third time you said that. But if you scheduled work on the plane, then why would you schedule the plane to fly out? And he goes, sir, if you don't lower your voice, we're not going to get you on a flight to Erie at all. And I go, guy, I'm not even going to Erie. He looks at me stunned. He goes, why? I go, no, I'm going to Buffalo, but I might fly to Erie someday, and I want to know how I'm going to get boned, all right? So what's going it's unbelievable, man, when you're not, because they always hold that over you, right? Well, we won't let you go there at all. But the minute you're not even going where the plane is flying, they don't even know how to handle that.
How's your health?
My health is good, baby. I mean, I got an EKG the other day. I just, oh, yeah, the nurse, too. She can't get the stickers on through the chest hair.
Right.
she goes, we might have to shave your chest hair to get it to do the EKG because I can't get the stickers to stick through the chest hair. I go, no, you mean we might have to cancel the EKG? that's what I'm hearing. You're not shaving a carpet like this. By the way, the fact that you can't get your stickers through the chest hair, isn't that telling you I'm healthy? I mean, what more do you need to know? That should be the whole physical. The doctor just runs his fingers right through your chest hair as a man and goes, oh, yeah, you're good. You're good, guys.
Are you, Peter, are you one of those guys that when you take your shirt off, there's a sweater underneath it?
Not a sweater. There is just, I tell you, if you could sprinkle your seeds on your own chest and grow exactly the chest hair you want, you would probably go with what I got. It's perfect. You know? Not too much, not too little. I mean, there's no Robin Williams going on here.
Oh, man, that man had, his knuckles had more hair than a lot of guys have on their chest.
he had so much hair on his body that it would affect where I choose to live. You know what I'm saying? Like, I go to my wife, baby, look at all this chest hair. We got to live north. Come on.
By the way, it's something we need to make you aware of. And I would think, you know, at your age, you would know this. But all people with long hair aren't girls.
Oh, my. So you guys have been hearing the cast. I know. Right?
I've been watching recently.
My daughter was coming out of karate, and so another girl held the door for her. And then when the girl walked away, I said to my daughter, can you say thank you to the girl for holding the door? And the girl turns around and goes, I'm a boy. I didn't know, do I apologize? I was stunned. And then the kid just kind of floated away. And he seemed, he said it in a way where I felt like he's saying it like two or three times a day. You know what I mean? He wasn't traumatized or nothing. He's just like, I'm a boy. I'm like, hey, well, all right, you got Sorry, Goldilocks. I don't know what to tell you. I
mean, he's a boy, but he wants to be referred to as they.
Oh, yeah. No. But, you know, listen, if you're going to have long flowing hair and you're 8 years old and, you know, you still got a baby face that could be a boy or a girl, you're going to get mistaken for a girl, man. Mm-hmm. I'm sorry. Hey, man, Bob Seger sang it years ago. Is it woman? Is it man?
Meet Corey Alley tomorrow night for two shows at Soul Joe's. One at 6, one at 9:30. You can get tickets through souljoes.com. It is always a pleasure, my man. I am glad that you are, well, relatively healthy.
Thanks, Johnny. It's always great to talk to you. You are the man, brother.
6. The over-under was 5
yes.
on Corey Alley. How many times
yes.
he would call me Johnny?
Yeah.
All right, 6.
So if you took the over.
All right, if you took the over.
You win.
You win.
Backdoor cover.
All right. You didn't have that in your bet spot.
No, I was just taking points.
You were just taking
not
points?
Not Johnny's, yeah. Bet Rivers didn't have the Johnny's okay. for the Sixers tonight.
Okay.
I don't even know if there's any Johnny's on the team.
I don't think there are.
Either team. Right.
What's Doc's first name, really?
Glenn?
Oh, well.
But they call him Johnny.
Yeah. Okay, fine.
Glenn, Doc, Johnny Rivers.
The John DeBella Podcast, 102.9 MGK.
BackstageCountry.com, your online home for all things country music. Picking 5 of Carrie Underwood's best music videos was no easy task, but after some debate, we landed on 5 we believe rise to the top. Did Carrie's 2014 hit Something in the Water make our top 5? Find out when you text Carrie to 45911 and scroll through the list on BackstageCountry.com. Text Carrie to 45911 to get your eyes on our favorite Carrie Underwood music videos.